Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Bangladesh clinched victory in their one-day international series against New Zealand with a game to spare after a 40-run win in the second match today in Dhaka. They applied the same formula that served them well in the opening match, again dismissed inside 50 overs, but fighting back to bowl their opponents out to go 2-0 up in the series. Tamim Iqbal's 58 was the highest score of both Bangladesh's innings of 247 and the game, which ended when New Zealand were all out for 207 in the 47th over of their run chase. All-rounder Ravindra Jadeja has been left out of India's 15-man squad for the two test series against the West Indies due to a shoulder strain. The selectors have opted to include uncapped batsman Rohit Sharma and Ajinkya Rahane, who made his test debut in India's last match against Australia in March. Opener Shikhar Dhawan, who missed that game, is also back in the squad. He scored 187 on debut in the third test against Australia. A number of experienced players, including Gautam Gambhir, Virender Sehwag, Harbhajan Singh and Yuvraj Singh, all miss out. India's full squad as follows: Mahendra Singh Dhoni, Ravi Chandran Ashwin, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Shikhar Dhawan, Virat Kohli, Amit Mishra, Pragyan Oja, Cheteshwar Pujara, Ajinkya Rahane, Ishant Sharma, Rohit Sharma, Sachin Tendulkar, his last series of course, Mohammad Shami, Murali Vijay and Umesh Yadav. The opening day of England's Ashes Tour of Australia saw a Western Australia Chairman's 11 rack up 369 for 4 as bat dominated ball at the Wacker. The top four Australian batsmen all scored half centuries, with Chris Lynn going on to make 104 as England's predominantly pace attack found the going tough. A few more Ashes developments to bring you, starting with news that England will now play an invitational 11 instead of a New South Wales 11 in their third warm-up game ahead of the series. Australian fast bowler Mitchell Johnson could feature in that game alongside a number of experienced batsmen after being given an early opportunity to press his claim for an Ashes berth by returning home from the limited overs tour of India. While his teammates head for Bangalore for the decider on Saturday, he'll be flying home to focus on first-class cricket preparation.